The subject at hand is traditional black churches and the conspiracy to keep black women single. And I'm talking with dating and relationships expert Deborah Cooper, and she has a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Miss Heartbeat, and she also has a website called SurvivingDating.com. And Deborah is very opinionated on this subject, so I'm just going to jump right in, and I want to ask Deborah, what is your opinion about the role that black churches plays in keeping black women, 70% of them, according to census data, single?
Well, in my opinion, you know, when you go into any black church, what you see sitting in the pew, 90%, sometimes in some churches even more, are women. The vast overwhelming majority of those are single. So if you really look at that, what's going on there? They have, these women are coming in droves, they're basically supporting the church and whoever is in charge there, you know, with their money. With, you have a lot of single moms, they don't have extra money to waste. I don't understand why that's happening. But what they're doing is putting this man, the deacons, and all these people in a position to dictate to them what they should do as far as finding a man. Now, even though a lot of these churches have singles ministries, if the overwhelming majority of your congregation is females, how is that helping them? What happens is these women spend all of their spare time and energy focused on that church. They go to church. Every word out of their mouth has something to do with praise God, oh, thank you, Jesus, all this. I don't know any man that wants to deal with that. A man wants to hear you talk, just, you know, normal conversation. And when you have women that are portraying themselves as being Bible thumpers, it's kind of off-putting to a lot of guys. They want to feel like, you know, you're going to make room in your life for them. Now, another problem I have with it is that these guys are basically in a position of power. So if you have 500, 1,000 women looking to you for guidance to tell them what to do, that's pretty heady stuff. I mean, that alone would be motivation to keep those people there, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking for these men in these positions to teach these women how to deal with men in the real world. There's a lot of hiding in the black church, a lot of pretense that people don't have sex. Yet here we are in a situation where we see ministers falling from grace right and left because they're having sex with their own parishioners. You see what I mean? So I have a real problem with the power structure of the church and the omnipotent power that it has over women to dictate what they do, how they think about life, how they think about men, and how they think about themselves. I have a real, real problem with that.
Now, in terms of black women's singlehood and the role that the black church plays in communicating how women deal with that singlehood, what's your opinion on that?
That I see a lot of blaming. Since, you know, the only people in the church are, well, not the only, but the majority of the people in the church are women, what you hear from the lips of the men in power there are what these women are doing wrong. There's a lot of blaming of women for being sinners, for not, you know, holding truth to the faith. Yet I don't personally see a lot of that responsibility being placed on men. They're telling women that they need to shore up a man, that it's their responsibility to make him be the man he should be, to bring him to God and all this. I mean, why are those messages not being given to men? So basically what you have is a lot of single women who feel responsible for their being single, which creates somewhat of a sense of desperation. And that's why, in my mind, I see a lot of these women going out and becoming involved with guys that really are not qualified to be with them in any way, shape, or form as they try to follow the scriptures and these ministers' teachings that they're supposed to help these men, do a lot of forgiving. If the guy cheats on them, they're supposed to forgive him. You see what I mean? The standards for women are being adjusted downward using religion to do it.
And do you feel that black men get a pass while the onus on, is on black women to, you know, sort of keep the black race alive, keep the hope alive, while there's a certain disparity in terms of what the responsibility of the black male is?
Oh, without a doubt. The whole blame for the downfall of the black community has been placed on the shoulders of the female. And, you know, because women are having children out of wedlock, well, hey, not one of those women got pregnant by herself. And, you know, that you need to raise brothers up. Well, if the sisters raise themselves up, why can't he raise himself up? I see that kind of thing. There's a lot of finger pointing and blaming and responsibility for what black men are not being placed on black women. And I think that's hogwash.
Now, in terms of interracial relationships, because there is such a dearth of marriageable black men, a lot of black women, including myself, have expanded their horizons to see what other races and cultures are available and interested in them. What traditionally has been the response from the traditional black church regarding this issue?
That the black woman is, her first priority is to support her community and her people. So that means black men. And very little focus is put on what's the best for that woman. If it really were, in my mind, see, if we really were children of God, the way that the churches preach, there should be no discrepancy. There should be no challenge to the fact that this woman is going out and involving herself with a man of another race. If we're all true, if you really believe that we're all the same on the inside, we're all children of God, why should that become an issue at all? So, yeah, you know, if a woman's not in a position or not interested in exerting any more of her energy, because we all done it, we've all been there, we've all assumed that responsibility until we wake up. If a woman is tired of that and she's tired also of being alone and single, going to church, looking at a bunch of other single women and talking about how come they can't find a man, then I think it would be silly to adhere to that belief system. I don't care who tells what your minister, your bishop, I don't care who it is, you need to think for yourself and go out and make it happen for yourself, irregardless of what that man tells you.
But what about when the church is so entrenched in you, and say, for instance, a woman does decide to go outside of her race and she brings that non-black man into the church, how should she handle it? Is the church welcoming? What's your advice in terms of
Not
how to do that?
Churches are, but if we stick to, you know, the traditional quote black church, you know, there will be some sideways glances. I'm not going to lie. What I think most people do in that situation, though, Priscilla, is they find a new church. They mm-hmm. find a new place to go and worship where, you know, they both feel welcome. And that, to me, would be the solution. If you, where you are, it's not working for you, just go somewhere else.
Thank you, Deborah Cooper. That is relationship expert Deborah Cooper, blog talk show host, and Miss Heartbeat, and also vlogger survivingdating.com. She has a part two on her blog that's coming up, so make sure you take a look in the next few hours. You'll see her update on Facebook. Thank you, Deborah.